From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we flip through the book of history and bring you a new page every day. Today is September 19th, 2019. The day was September 19th, 1957. The first fully contained underground detonation took place at a research center in Nevada. The test, which was part of a series of nuclear tests called Operation Plumb Bob, did not produce any radioactive fallout. Operation Plumb Bob stirred up controversy once much of it was declassified. Operation Plumb Bob was a series of 23 nuclear detonations and 6 safety tests conducted by the U.S. military between May and October of 1957 at the Nevada test site. The test took place during the Cold War, at a time when the U.S. and the Soviet Union were engaged in a nuclear arms race. The two were spending a lot of time and money on developing bigger and better nuclear weapons, like the hydrogen bomb. The threat of nuclear war was always present. The Nevada test site was an important site for atmospheric and underground nuclear testing from the 1950s to the 1990s. Operation Plumb Bob was one of many series of nuclear tests conducted during this time, but it was a particularly long and comprehensive series. It tested nuclear weapons for potential inclusion in the defense arsenal. Most of the shots in the series were conducted to test design principles for nuclear warheads that would be put on intercontinental and intermediate-range missiles. But Plumb Bob also tested warheads to make advances in air defense and anti-submarine weapon systems. The safety tests were designed to make sure that there would be no nuclear reaction if its high explosive components were accidentally detonated. In addition to this, the operation allowed the military to test the effect of nuclear blasts on structures and aircraft. And it allowed scientists to study the effects of radiation on living organisms. Pigs were subjected to experiments to test protective materials and the effects of flying debris. The Rainier test was conducted on September 19th at 4:59 p.m. local time in an underground tunnel. A modified W-25 warhead was used for the test. Its explosive yield was 1.7 kilotons. Because it was an underground test, it was not easily observable by outsiders and had less potential of causing a massive amount of fallout. Seismologists around the world could detect the test, which was conducted to evaluate containment and detection of underground nuclear tests. The success of Rainier incited efforts to understand the phenomenology of contained underground explosions. Those included tunneling into the radioactive zone, theoretical modeling, and lab measurements. More underground tests were conducted the next year. But in late 1958, the U.S., Britain, and the Soviet Union agreed to a 3-year moratorium on nuclear testing. After that, almost all nuclear testing in Nevada was done underground. During the nuclear testing phase of Operation Plumbob, a lot of radiation was released into the air, since the other tests were not underground. Declassified documents revealed that the Plumbob tests released about 58,300 kilocuries of radioiodine into the atmosphere over 4 months. Civilians and troops who conducted exercises near detonations were exposed to relatively high levels of radiation. Nuclear fallout is a hazard to the environment and to biological life, and it can cause illness and death. In 1963, the U.S. and the Soviet Union, along with other countries, signed the Partial Test Ban Treaty, which banned nuclear weapons tests in the atmosphere, in outer space, and underwater. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. We'll see you here in the same place tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.